We're making good progress. Let's now look at the last branch of these IR verbs, which behave slightly differently. These are the verbs with a double S in the plural, as in I finish, je finis, but we finish, nous finissons. So how would you say the story ends well? A story is une histoire, another good feminine noun from the ORY transformation. So the story ends well?
L'histoire finit bien.
Yes, l'histoire finit bien. And that would work for Shakespeare too. All's well that ends well will be... For that, you will use qui.
Tout est bien qui finit bien.
Exactly. Tout est bien qui finit bien. Now try, we finish work early on Fridays. What you're saying here is every Friday, so you use le vendredi to show that it's generally true, just as you say le travail for work in general. Early in this sense is tôt, T-O circumflex T. You might recognise tôt from bientôt, which means soon. So, we finish work early on Fridays.
Nous finissons le travail tôt le vendredi.
Bien, nous finissons le travail tôt le vendredi. Okay, what about during the negotiation, he clearly defined his position. During is pendant. To define is an easy transfer using finir, and he defined is the same as he has defined. Remember also what Michel Thomas taught us. With IR verbs, when you dive, you drop the R, so finir will give you fini. So, during the negotiation, he clearly defined his position.
Pendant la négociation, il a clairement défini sa position.
Oui, pendant la négociation, il a clairement défini sa position. Now add to this, and that of the minister. Position is of course feminine, so to be agreeable, you will use celle for that. So, during the negotiation, he clearly defined his position and that of the minister.
Pendant la négociation, il a clairement défini sa position et celle du ministre.
Good. Pendant la négociation, il a clairement défini sa position et celle du ministre. What about we have clearly defined our position and now we are establishing the principles which we are going to use? Bit by bit now. We have clearly defined our position.
Nous avons clairement défini notre position.
Indeed. Nous avons clairement défini notre position. There's another handy tip. Many English verbs ending in ish are easy transfers into ir in French, so to establish will be établir, for which you will use que. A principle is un principe. And remember, there's no amming, ising and aring in French. So, and now, we are establishing the principles which we are going to use.
Et maintenant, nous établissons les principes que nous allons utiliser.
That's right. Et maintenant, nous établissons les principes que nous allons utiliser. All in one sentence now. We have clearly defined our position, and now we are establishing the principles which we are going to use.
Nous avons clairement défini notre position. Et maintenant, nous établissons les principes que nous allons utiliser.
Super! Nous avons clairement défini notre position et maintenant nous établissons les principes que nous allons utiliser. Now try. She was reflecting on the problem. No wasing or worrying, you just use the wing tense for a line in the past. And for IR verbs with a double S in the present plural, you find this double S again in the wing tense. So, finir gives you nous finissons in the present tense, and therefore, in the wing tense, nous finissions. To reflect on something is réfléchir, followed by its little helper, a. Problème is masculine, and when a and le come together, they become o. So, she was thinking about the problem.
Elle réfléchissait au problème.
Yes, elle réfléchissait au problème. In English, you sometimes say, if you stop and think about it. The French equivalent is having a good think about it, en réfléchissant bien, literally, while thinking well. Michel Thomas indicated that if you want to say in waiting or while waiting, you use en and the verb with an ant ending. You get this by replacing ons at the end of the nous form of the present tense with ant. So, from nous attendons, how would you say while waiting?
En attendant.
Yes, en attendant. And while finishing?
En finissant.
Of course, en finissant. And while doing?
En faisant.
Yes, en faisant. What you use these little en phrases for is to reinforce the fact that two things are going on at once, while doing, or are closely linked, by doing. So how would you say, she works while having lunch?
Elle travaille en déjeunant.
Good. Elle travaille en déjeunant. And what about she surprised her colleagues by refusing her promotion? To surprise is étonner, which is quite close to astonish in English. And to refuse and promotion are straight transfers. So, she surprised her colleagues by refusing her promotion.
Elle a étonné ses collègues en refusant sa promotion.
Bien. Elle a étonné ses collègues en refusant sa promotion. So what about, if we stop and think about it, or by thinking well, we can modify our position?
En réfléchissant bien, nous pouvons modifier notre position.
En réfléchissant bien, nous pouvons modifier notre position, yes. Now if you wanted to say, I think that we can change our position, you would use another verb for to think, a more general one, which is penser. So, if we stop and think about it, I think that we can modify our position would be...
En réfléchissant bien, je pense que nous pouvons modifier notre position.
Exactly. En réfléchissant bien, je pense que nous pouvons modifier notre position. To choose is choisir. So try, we choose the method which we prefer. Use que for which.
Nous choisissons la méthode que nous préférons.
Good. Nous choisissons la méthode que nous préférons. And if you were talking to a friend, how would you say, please, choose the solution which you prefer? The formal way of saying please is s'il vous plaît, so the informal one will be s'il te plaît. Choose the solution is an order. To give an order in French, you just use the vous or tu form of the verb. So, please, choose the solution which you prefer.
S'il te plaît, choisis la solution que tu préfères.
Voilà. S'il te plaît, choisis la solution que tu préfères. As Michel Thomas taught you, these double S verbs are a live category. This means that you can go on adding to them. They are verbs which indicate some sort of change. So, as big is grand, to become bigger is grandir. If yellow is jaune, J-A-U-N-E, what would to become yellow be?
Jaunir.
Yes, jaunir. And if red is rouge, to become red is...
rougir.
Of course, rougir. It also means to blush. You could say, il est très timide et il rougit facilement. He is very shy and he blushes easily. A tree is un arbre and it is autumn is c'est l'automne. So how would you say the trees are getting yellow because it is autumn?
Les arbres jaunissent parce que c'est l'automne.
Good. Les arbres jaunissent parce que c'est l'automne. Slow is lent, and to slow down is ralentir. So what about the economic activity was slowing down because it was autumn?
L'activité économique ralentissait parce que c'était l'automne.
Excellent. L'activité économique ralentissait parce que c'était l'automne. But we must not ralentir what we are doing. Let's move on to another type of verbs.